As the May primary approaches, we are going to be spending a lot of time here on the show getting to know a lot of your candidates, including the ones running for Indiana's 3rd Congressional District. And that's actually what we're going to do right now. We have actually had on John Kenworthy before. He grew up here in Fort Wayne. He served in the military. In addition to his time in the service, he's worked for Senator Coates and Senator Braun. We also learned that he spent some time working for Senator Todd Young during Young's campaign back in 2016, and he is joining us live right now to give us an update on all the things happening as we head into the May primary. Good morning, John.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here and to reach out to all of WoWo's listening audience.
Well, we're glad you're here as well, so we can get to know you a little bit better. You are one of the many, many GOP candidates running for the 3rd District. And as I kind of just mentioned there with a quick run-through of your resume, you have really been pretty involved in the political process. So I would just personally be curious to know, you know, what makes you tick? What you're most passionate about? Is it healthcare, our nation's debt? I mean, what is it that makes you want to get to Washington, D.C. so badly?
So it started with my experience in the service. I had 2 deployments to Iraq, and unfortunately on that second deployment, Stars and Stripes even listed my unit as the hardest hit since Vietnam. We lost over 30 of my brothers in arms over there, and it really took a toll on me, especially understanding that at the time, no matter what you thought about the war, we didn't have the right equipment, we didn't have the right gear, and this wasn't like World War III or something like that, where we're low on people and drafting folks. This was a relatively small war we were involved in, and we still didn't have our folks getting the right equipment. So that's what got me interested in politics. But then coming home, I came off active duty in 2008 during the recession. My family got hit hard with Obamacare. I was just out of college and still working minimum wage, and I had my hours cut and lost my health insurance, like a lot of folks in the district. And then also just having a family and going through that experience. I now have 3 kids. It really got me thinking about the future of our country. So it started with that want to do something better for our military and veterans, but really grew into more than that as I grew older and saw the direction of our country.
You mentioned your family. I hope you don't mind if we get a little personal here on the show, John. That tends to happen. But this is why I really kind of wanted to have you on the show, because when it comes to the chatter that I'm hearing from folks, in fact, the number one thing listeners want me to ask you about is your wife. She's an immigrant from Germany. So listeners want me to ask you, you know, what your stance is on immigration and the crisis at the southern border.
Yes, absolutely. My wife immigrated here a little over 16 years ago, right after I got off active duty, and I sponsored her green card. And it came at a great cost. It was not a cheap process. I had a lot of background checks and medical checks and all sorts of things to do it the right way. But that was important to us. And I believe that the folks that are trying to come here the right way, we should be welcoming. They are a great benefit to our society. They assimilate much better. But that being said, we can't trust what we've heard in the past when we talk about immigration reform and when we talk about the border. We can't make changes to the process before securing the border. And it's not just securing the border. I've said this many times, and I believe it very much so, that securing the border is the most important piece of the puzzle, because there we're also dealing with smuggling of fentanyl and sex trafficking and things like that. However, a piece that gets overlooked a lot is some years 40 to 50% of the folks that are illegal aliens here, they didn't come across the southern border. They came in on a plane, on a passport, on a student visa, on a work visa, and they overstayed it. And they're skipping the line just as much as that person that crosses the Rio Grande. So we can't forget these other portions that often don't get talked about as part of the discussion. Another thing I want to point out is that the laws need to be changed. Yes, the president can do more right now. Absolutely. We saw that with what President Trump did. Stay in Mexico. That's an option. He also has options for who he sends back or how many parolees or asylees he lets in. However, it's an option that shouldn't be his. It should be codified in law, remain in Mexico. It should be codified in law how many asylees and how many parolees are allowed each year. And if he needs more, that should be authorized by Congress, because right now he only has to confer with Congress. And that's not enough.
So are you saying it's the responsibility of Congress to secure the southern border and not the responsibility of the president?
No, I'm saying it is the responsibility of the president, but that's not the entire discussion on how to fix this problem. And without codifying some of these things into law, then he's able to backdoor the system technically, legally, even if unethically. That's why we need to make changes in the law, as well as having the executive step up where they haven't.
Really quick, John, we've only got like 30 seconds here. The field for the 3rd District here, I'm sure you're aware, it's pretty crowded. Did you anticipate it getting so crowded?
Honestly, I did. I looked back at some previous elections when it's been an open seat, and so I'm not too surprised.
Yeah. How can folks learn more about you and your campaign?
The best place is KenWorthyForCongress.com on my website, or you can follow me on Facebook, X, or Instagram.
John, best of luck. I'm sure we'll be in touch in the future.
Thank you so much.
That is John Kenworthy, one of your GOP candidates running for the 3rd District here of Indiana.
Podcasts by Federated Media.